Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Tyak. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wakefield out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Estilella moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0 for 1 in the game. Welich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer bunts towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Richards moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tyak. The throw from Richards and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. York reaches second base with a double. Trout scores. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Ross steals second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Ross scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lucilla now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.